took off the forest and found herself a quiet little hut where she could live in the forest alone. And she said, if this disease came by itself, it can go by itself. And she decided to make an experiment that she would become as vividly aware as she could of all the subtle motions that were going on inside her body, all the subtle little feelings that she had, and she would respond to them. And so in the quiet of the forest, she became silent and very, very responsive to everything that was going on within her, in the kind of inner life of her organism. And by doing this, after about a year had passed, she found herself recovered from the disease. And this so fascinated her that she explored ways of teaching it to other people and eventually developed a kind of system of instructing others in this art. But nobody was ever able to think up a kind of label or name for what this art is. Of course, a Chinese would say this is the art of Taoism. This is the art that is called in Chinese Wu Wei, or non-interference with the Tao, that is to say, with the course of nature. You can see at once that non-interference is a highly difficult thing requiring a great deal of intelligence. You have to be patient, you have to be intelligent, you have to be sensitive in order to respond to these subtle promptings of the organism itself, this kind of work. It's so fascinating because a work of this kind escapes all classification, which is in itself a mark of some kind of distinction. See, everything in this world has to be classified. People want to label you. They want to say, oh, you're a Catholic, or you're a Republican, or you're a Buddhist, or you're a beatnik, or you're a Zenist, or you're a psychoanalyst, or whatever it may be, because they feel that when they can put a label on you, they've sort of dismissed you. They know where you are. They know what pigeonhole you're in, and you can't cause them any trouble. And therefore, one can be deeply and creatively troubled by some kind of work, you can't quite call it philosophy, which is impossible to pin down. It isn't physical education. It isn't rhythmic studies, it isn't dance, it isn't relaxation, it isn't body culture or anything of that kind. It's a fascinating experiment in becoming ever more aware of one's physical organism and learning to trust it and learning to become in accord consciously with what it wants to do, and that wish or that want is ordinarily unconscious. And therefore, it's something that's very difficult to explain without actually participating in it, without doing it.